Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Des Linden will run the Boston Marathon next week for the 10th time. She came in second place back in 2011 and won the race on a rainy Patriots Day 7 years later. Linden takes readers with her through that 2018 race in her new book titled Choosing to Run. She tells WBUR's Alex Ashlock she fell in love with the Boston Marathon when she ran it for the first time in 2007.
I remember being like, wow, this is just amazing. There's all these people out watching, they're cheering, like they just really love this race. And then talking to people afterwards, like, oh, the crowd was horrible today. I was like, are you kidding me? It gets better than this? But yeah, it was cool when I finished it. I was like, I'm a marathoner and this is my race. I love this.
And then you really put yourself on the map when you finished second by a couple of seconds in the 2011 Boston Marathon. How did that experience fold into your career and what you've done since?
Yeah, that was the breakthrough moment. And I knew leading into it that I was very ready to do something special. Prior to that race, I had talked about wanting to win it and put myself in contention and feeling ready. And it was nice to have the performance to validate that and to show that I was for real. And, you know, mentally for me, it was tough not winning when you had visualized that for so long and that was the goal and I was so close. But walking away afterwards with a little time and perspective, it was nice to go, I can compete with the best in the world and I've done it. And now we just have to figure out how to close the gap and punch through for a win.
The through line in the book is you're winning the 2018 Boston Marathon in just completely horrible conditions, the worst conditions I ever saw at the Boston Marathon. But you also went into that race almost not thinking you were going to finish.
Yeah, it was after so many years of going to Boston and thinking about how to win, it was probably the one time besides 2007 when I was just learning the distance where I went to Boston and I thought, not my year. I just want to use this as a springboard towards the next race. Like, this is just a starting off point, like a regrouping point, which is really interesting because I think it shows the pressure of going in as a favorite and feeling like it's win or bust. And once that was removed, it was a much different day.
When did you know you were going to win the 2018 race?
I think it was on the home stretch, probably right by, if you look at the Lennox relative to the finish line, and I saw Tom Grilk pumping his fist, which I thought, he's not going to do that if I'm going to get it in a sprint here in the last couple steps. And I never turned back. I never looked back. When I turned onto Boylston, I felt like I had enough energy if I had to be in a race to the finish. Like, I knew the timing, I knew what I would change from 11 and how I would kick differently and when I would kick and so on. That's where my mind was. And, by the time I saw Grilk at the finish line, he's maybe like 100 meters away, it's like, okay, I think I've won.
How did winning the Boston Marathon change your life?
I mean, it was a huge relief because I always felt it was something that I could do. I mean, beyond that, it's just incredibly gratifying to feel that connection with the race and the community and be in that history book.
Des Linden's new book is titled Choosing to Run. She spoke with WBUR's marathon correspondent Alex Ashlock.